Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 7th of April. Birthdays. I told you it's better than the old pop master, Ken Bruce. Happy birthday, Kevin Kelly. Kevin, West Ham fan. Been around FTS for about a year. Suggsy's good mate. I've become good friends with Kevin. Lovely guy. And he is 52 today. He looks about 72, if I'm honest. I've seen him on a golf course sweating and panting and lagging behind. He is 52. He's currently going through a fitness regime, so let's see how that pans out for him. But happy birthday, Kevin. Other than West Ham, son, you're a top lad. I hope you have a lovely day with Kelly Kelly. Still not right, that name, is it? Kept your maiden name, Kells. You should have kept your maiden name, Kelly Kelly. But it's Kevin's birthday. As I say, I'm here for the next 8 weeks. Whoever wants requests, let me know. Birthday request. What better way to have your birthday than be on the bet slip, see? It's the only way to be. Boris in hospital. It's worrying, isn't it? Very worrying. I say it pretty much every day. Just incredible what people post on Twitter compared to in real life. Are they like that in real life? Probably are, seeing what we've got. But some horrific things posted last night. Wishing death on another human being because you don't agree with them. Is quite unbelievable, isn't it? It is quite unbelievable. And I suppose it is just so easy to pick a phone up or iPad up or computer up and type something in and be a bit of a twat. I would use stronger words, but I like to keep the old pod clean, as you know. I don't like a load of swearing on the pod, but I certainly, and I'm sure the majority of us, hope this turns out all right for him. Absolutely horrific, particularly with a baby on the way. It was quite interesting. Loads of people retweeting last night that fucking idiot Piers Morgan. I think that says a lot about the state of the world when that guy's got however many 7 million, 8 million people who follow him, and they obviously follow him, a lot of them, because they value his opinion or whatever. But reading some of the tweets, he was apparently sort of having a go at him in the morning, Boris, and then all the sort of turn around and wishing, well, the guy is an absolute parasite, Piers Morgan, a self-promoting parasite, and I do not know how anybody gives him the time of day. I really don't. He is another one, what I call a despicable human being. He is just a horrific individual. Really somebody I really dislike. He's up there with old Farage. Bell end of the day, let's bring it back. Bell end of the day, Piers Morgan. How he gets on TV and people pay attention, as I say, 7 million people around the world want to hear what he has to say. Do me a favour. Oh, cough again. Oh, steady. That's me honey and lemon gone down the wrong way. Right, what have we got for you today? Let's do the recipe. I'm looking after my vegan friends this week. This is a one I actually make myself. I love this dish. Mushroom risotto. All vegan, vegetarian, whatever you want, nut-free, everything this is. So you need some olive oil. I use shallots, but you can use an onion, but I like shallots in this. 3 cloves of garlic. I like to use a mix of mushrooms, so I get a small pack of button mushrooms, then some wild mushrooms, and I like a pack of dried mushrooms. The dried wild mushrooms that you rehydrate in water. 100 grams of risotto rice, 400 ml of stock, and then I use the water from the mushrooms to make that up to 500 ml, half a teaspoon of a tablespoon of white wine vinegar, and then some parsley and obviously seasoning. So first things first is boil the kettle and soak the dried mushrooms, if you're going to use them, in about 100 ml of boiling water. Just put them in a little shallow bowl, cereal bowl or something. Pour that over. Leave them for a good hour and a half. You can put it in the fridge if you like when it's cooled down. Just lets the mushrooms rehydrate, and then you'll end up with a nice mushroom stock out in that 100 ml, really intense mushroom stock. So do that first. And then we are good to go. Heat the oil in a large sort of frying pan first and add your shallots and your garlic and a bit of olive oil and cook them on a medium heat until they're soft. You don't want to colour them, just get them softening. Then add all your mushrooms. So go put the stock from the mushrooms, drain that in with your vegetable stock. So have 400ml vegetable stock, then drain in your mushroom stock just to make give you one liquid. Put those mushrooms in the pan, put the button mushrooms in the pan, and any other mushrooms if you're using chestnut or some wild ones, just a good mix of mushrooms adds to the flavour. And cook those for another minute or two just to start softening the mushrooms up. Then get your risotto rice and put that in. Add your half a teaspoon of white wine vinegar and add 2/3 of your stock. So about 330ml of your stock. Put that in and bring it to the boil. Slowly keep stirring it and let it simmer so that it's absorbing the rice. From there, then obviously you want the rice to go nice and soft. I'm going to have a knock at my door. Sorry about that. Live broadcasting now. I'm not going to go back and edit that out. Having a new screen, a new monitor delivered. I've expanding operations here while I'm doing all this Excel work. So I've got three screens, and I use my iPad as an additional screen as well. But I'm now going 4 screens. So all good reasons, just more Excel detailed stuff. So he's just delivered that. Has to take a picture of you with the box now because you can't sign anything. Right, where was I? I was doing my risotto, wasn't I? Yes. Yeah, this is what it's all about, isn't it? Live, see? Live. Right, so we've put so absorb the about two-thirds of your stock in, stirring, simmering, turn the heat down low, simmer it good 30 minutes, keep an eye on it, don't just walk away. And then test your rice. It should start to absorb all the water, go soft. If it isn't, add a bit more stock and just stir it in. Then that last bit, just stir it in until it completely absorbed. Test your rice, stir it in. It may help to put just a little bit more. I said 100 grams of rice, put like 105 in, and then you just got a couple when you're testing that you're going to take out. Once it's a nice texture, al dente sort of texture, you don't want it going to a mush, then you're good to go. Serve it on a plate covered with your parsley. The hard bit really is just keeping an eye on the rice. The rest is as simple as anything. Just keep an eye on the rice, stirring it in, let it absorb the liquid test. And obviously when you add the parsley, bit of salt and pepper, you're off to go. You're off and running. There you go. Make yourself a very simple mushroom risotto. I think it's one of those dishes people get scared of. Really easy as long as you keep an eye on it. Book of the day. I'm going to carry on the sort of fiction route of true stories and things. This is true stories, not fiction. Non-fiction, rather. This is somebody I've actually met, and I know people very well who worked with him in his heyday. Enemy number one, the secrets of the UK's most feared professional punter, Patrick Veitch. It's Patrick Veitch's book. Patrick Veitch was a renowned horse race gambler, took the bookies for millions, and then had some colourful experiences with some not very nice people after that, on extortion cases and things like that. It's a good book, worth a read if you're interested in punting. And the one thing I think that it will is attributes that I think I'm quite good at, and I've got a bit of intelligence, but discipline and bloody determination, I guess, would be the word. Patrick Veitch, enemy number one, the secrets of the UK's most feared professional punter. There you go. Interesting read for people who like that sort of thing. That is the book of the day. Joke of the day comes from the curly one. So yeah, this is one that's been DM'd through Twitter. Joke of the day. Loves it. He's just happy that he's out. He's just happy that he's getting on board. Here we go. The amount of jokes about coronavirus has reached worrying numbers. Scientists claim we're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, it's not bad, son. It's not a bad one compared to some of the ones we had. I mean, the one yesterday, nonsense. That was not bad at all. Like it. A pandemic rolling in the aisles. What else have we got? Oh, you want the stat of the day, don't you? Stat of the day. Tomorrow we've got our second guest appearance. We've got, you've heard me mention him, Gary Smith. Gary's fairly new to all this. Done some match betting, another one done, good match betting, but fairly new to this side of things. So, going to have a chat with Gary tomorrow morning. Liverpool fan. Well, that'll be interesting. So that'll be what you got to look forward to tomorrow. Stat of the day. Right, stat of the day. This is one to really avoid, or one to think about more than a betting system. Just things that you find when you're doing things. Again, I like to, when people say statements, I think you're probably gathering, it doesn't really matter what it's about. I'm one who likes to go and dig things up. And somebody told me back in the start of this season, we talk about half-time scores, and obviously there's a few services that focus on laying half-time scores. It is a popular bet. We have our own version on Ultimate as well, which I've run for years. And somebody said to me that, I think I was talking about 1-1, and they told me 1-1 can't win, but 1-0 and 0-1 wins. And if you particularly strong system, 1-0 or 0-1, if it's a top three side, and they didn't give me any leagues to this, they just said a top three side playing a team that's not in the top three. So on any day that, whatever league, one of the sides is in the top three and they're playing a side that is non-top three, and it's 1-0 or 0-1 at half time, that is a load of second half goals, I think was their exact words. A load of second half. So you got to run it, haven't you? So what I've done, I've had to sort of adapt it, because obviously on the first game of the season, every team gets ranked as one. So I've done it that they've got to have played games. So I set it at three games for the home team. Obviously then the away team will have played anyway, so that's that. So I've got no leagues here. I haven't bothered to go through and check leagues. So I've then set my data to show me only teams that are in position 1, 2 or 3 at that time. And this is back to 2017, and I've selected away teams that are not in positions 1, 2 or 3. So from a data point of view, I'm happy that I'm recreating what I was told. I have then gone and set score lines at half time of 1-0 and 0-1. So I've got top three teams in the 28 leagues or 29 leagues, whatever it is, covered by FDD. So a team playing top three, playing a non-top three in any of those leagues with the half time score is 1-0 or 0-1. And there are 1,005 instances of that, and you lose 57 points. So it's more complete and utter myth. So I thought, right, actually this does include all prices, and when you've got that, you're going to have some big prices in there, and there's a danger of, you know, a few big losers. So I thought, okay, let's set a reasonable figure. Let's set it less than equals 6, so our max liability would be 5 points. I don't think many people get comfortable going much over that. So I thought, right, let's do that. So we've got top three sides now playing sides that aren't in the top three, 29 leagues on FDD, 1-0 or 0-1 at half time. Half time price less than or equal 6. And there's been 549 instances of that. And that loses 22 points. So it's complete and utter myth. I actually tend to think that you'd be better the other way around, because I think the prices inflate when it's a top three side, particularly at home, or good side. You'd be talking the Bayern Munich's Barcelona, because the perception is, well, they're going to score, they're going to score. So again, it would be one of those things I would be steering well clear of. Getting involved in stuff like that. So that is the stat of the day. Top three sides playing non-top three sides. Half-time score 1-0 or 0-1 does not win any money, and it is almost impossible to make it win money. Let's just go less than 5. Less than 5 if we did that. While I've got the sheet up now. Oh, less than 5 is 324 bets for minus 34 points. So there's a little window there between 5 and 6 where it obviously wins a tiny amount. 5 and 6. He is. There's sheets running. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wins. Yeah. Next to peanuts for 200 bits. So there you go. So do not get involved in games blind. 1-0, 0-1, half time. Top three side against a non-top three side. The market's pretty much got you by the nadgers. So that's your stat of the day. There you go. I know you all want systems. We got another 60 days of this. Chillax. Right, told you about Gary. I've done the recipe. I've done the book. I've got nothing else. I did have a couple of stories and I've forgotten all about them. Somebody let me know. Have I told the story about when I was eating chicken wings in Excalibur? Don't know. Let me know if I've done that one. We're going to probably revisit Kenny Dalglish tomorrow. I can't remember. See, I'm useless. I've got to write things down. I've been busy. I've been really busy last 2 days, and I'll get my new office set up this morning now, and I will be back with you guys with interview with Gary tomorrow. Have a lovely Tuesday. Stay safe. Stay indoors, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.